Hello, everyone. Hello, Adam. Welcome back. How are we all doing today?
Hello. I hope we're all doing good. I'm doing good.
Well, that's good. It's very hot today. I'm very sunburned right now. So.
I've got a little sunburn going myself.
Yeah, this heat wave is ridiculous. We definitely need some of that rain. But we're going to talk about something we haven't talked about for, I want to say, at least 6 months, maybe a little bit longer. You know, we used to bring it up here and again, and it's always been fun to chit-chat about. But today, we're going to be talking about Pi, the cryptocurrency.
Did you tell everybody that you were verified in Pi, or did we not talk about that in the podcast?
I don't think we talked about that in the podcast, but we did talk about it like between us. So here we all are, everyone. I'm verified on Pi. It's pretty cool. Like I get free Pi now if I go through and like validate people that submit their stuff, which is kind of neat. It's pretty simplistic, monotonous work, but it's cool. It's the first time I've been in a program like that before.
It is really cool. Wes Spencer put out some videos about Pi, about the validation process, and with him going through and something that got me excited while he was doing his video was, you know, Pi is one of the is the first decentralized KYC environment. So like Payne was saying, he's a validator and so am I. I think it's just open to early people, I guess, or maybe it'll be open to everybody. And yeah, you just, you know, is this a video of a real person or is this a driver's license from the United States? And I think, you know, it sends little bits of information out to a group of validators and then it checks between the validators to make sure everybody's agreeing. And then boom, your KYC's done and your KYC costs one Pi. And that's how they pay the validators. So it's really slick.
It is really cool. How long did it take you to get validated?
Oh, I don't know, like 10, 15 minutes.
That's crazy. It took them 3 weeks to validate me. Like I submitted everything and then they finally updated me. Like, oh, you're validated now. And I was like, wow.
Yeah, no, I was validated immediately. I've been logging in to see if I can validate people, and it just says the list is all caught up. So,
yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that must mean that the process is moving along quite well.
I just logged in right now. We're gonna see what happens, everyone. Maybe it does give us different lists. Oh, that is interesting. Which is really cool too. Something that, since it's such a decentralized way to verify people, they have like a lot of actual legalese when it comes to what you can and can't do for the validation process, which I was pretty impressed by. Like, I don't really know how to describe it other than I'm pretty impressed with how secure it is, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's just something that's kind of, luckily I don't know if luckily or not, but we've been long-term bulls around the Pi network, and it's just kind of cool to see that all of this work actually turned into something that seems very unique, secure. You could see outside companies being very interested in a decentralized KYC, you know?
Oh, definitely. People,
like, we actually want to talk to people, not bots. And the Pi network, I think, is a really awesome, awesome avenue for that now because of this decentralized KYC. Just thinking about the process just kind of makes me kind of extra bullish on it.
It's kind of cool with how long, because we've been in Pi for what, 2.5 years now, maybe three. It's been quite some time.
It's been a long time, but I think you think time goes longer.
It's possible.
I don't think we've been over there. I don't think we've been in Pi for longer than 2 years, but I might be wrong.
It definitely was at the start of COVID, so it had to have at least been 2020.
It might be a little longer than 2 years, but yeah, quite a long time.
And it went from literally just logging on my phone to make sure I'm getting my pie to, like, now it's, like, a legitimate, like, they got KYC involved into it now. They have a roadmap lined up. Like, it's come a very long way.
Yeah. And then also another just little thing to think about, Wes put out another video, and he's like, you know, I think that it's going to be a good thing to just continue to be patient on Pi, because even if they were ready to launch right now, we probably don't want to launch into this bear market thing that we're going into right now. Like,
going into, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, there's, I mean, there may be some, everything's an unknown, but definitely, yeah, we're in a bearish rally right now. And I mean, you never know, though. Ups and downs. I mean, if something is worth it's worth it, you know, that's its true. Weight, then it should be able to work no matter what. But
it does make it very hard for newcomers, especially if they have to buy into it versus earning it. You know, it'll you know, it's a bear market.
I'm excited for it to hit the markets, man. Bear or bull, I don't really care.
It'll be pretty exciting once it does. Like, I don't really know how to describe it. I've been very patient with it so far, and I'm very excited to see where it goes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, they've been saying that, at least for that one day that they released, there was 100,000 KYC applicants. So there's been around 100,000 applicants a day, I think. And Pi has like 30 million active accounts at this time, you know, which in cryptoverse is humongous. That's really, really big. And
I just think it's so beneficial, since you can just get it off your phone, you know. Like, that's, I think that's one of the biggest thing Pi has going for it.
Yeah, I mean, if you came across this episode and you have no idea what Pi is, basically, it's just, it mines your attention, you know? That's really about it. It doesn't use CPU or energy other than what your phone is, and basically you just log in every day. It's I mean, it's basically just like a gamified, you know, one of those apps where you go in and use your quota for that day, and it wears out. But with Pi, you just go in, you click a button.
Mm-hmm. You don't even have to watch the ad if you don't want to.
Nope, you can just turn it right off.
But I am very excited to see where Pi goes. You know, I've acclimated a decent amount of it, so it'll be kind of cool to see what I can use it for. And obviously, if I can just sell some of it, will be nice too. But if it has like an actual like use, that'll be really exciting to utilize.
Yeah. I think that a lot of people in the United States too forget how big Pi is not in the United States. Like, there's a lot of people outside the United States that mine Pi, and that's going to be really cool too, with the infrastructure and how it's designed, and like how it's not going to be, you know, just a United States type thing. It's going to be a world thing. And I think it's just going to continue to be a really slow thing. And just like how you should look at your Bitcoin investment over 10 years, like, you're probably going to have to be looking at your Pi network investment over 10 years. And the good thing about Pi is, you know, you don't have to put any money into it.
It's completely free. At least right now it is. I know eventually it won't be. So
their plan is to make it mineable for a very long time. And so you'll always be able to mine it by building, you know, building I don't want to say a downstream, because that sounds MLM, but
it definitely is a downstream.
It is a downstream, but it's a security circle. That's what Pi calls it. That's what I was looking for.
It's true. It is set up like a classic triangular structure.
It is. Yeah. It's something you have to overcome with people earlier on too. But, you know, it's hard to get over the fact that, you know, it's not asking you for any money. So
yeah, that's the biggest thing. It doesn't ask you for anything. Other than, like, obviously your baseline stuff that you need to get on any sort of crypto wallet or anything.
I was thinking about when we started doing our sandbox stuff, we should, you and I should have a little competition with our Pi usernames, you know?
Maybe. What do you think? I think mine has my actual name on it, though.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Well, then I just get all the Pi.
Pi goes to me! But, yeah, that is an option. I don't even know. I don't remember. Let me see. Yeah, that's my actual. My username is my Faded Pain, so I probably could use that.
Yeah. Mine's Acer3DFMS.
Yep.
So then I can't change it, but.
Yeah, I can use my, my Faded
Pain. I thought that would be a fun thing to do while we stream.
I think it would be a lot of fun. I'm really excited to start that. That's, what, 2 weeks now that we're going to be starting that?
Yep, after this fourth.
It'll be exciting. So, have you been watching? Some cryptos have rallied a little bit.
Yeah, I did see that. I mean, there's always a little rally after
a huge fall.
It definitely dipped its toe in some murky waters this weekend. I heard a report that Binance or some, like, a big
market maker
had dumped $2 billion into it to keep it liquid and to prop up the market, and they can do that for a few more weeks. So I think the can's kicked down the road for at least a month.
Yeah, but they gotta
in
stop
the crypto market.
Time will tell. Time will tell. But nonetheless, it's exciting. It's fun to watch.
You can't pump $2 billion into the market to prop it up every day, I can tell you that.
No. You'll very, very quickly you'll run out of $2 billion.
$2 billion is a lot of freaking money.
But and time will tell what happens. You know, the crypto itself is a wild thing. It's new. It's very, very new. It's only been around for, 12 years now? Well, no, a little bit longer. Probably 14 years. So,
I mean, I guess the people I always agree with the most are just super bullish Bitcoin, but, like, not right now.
Yeah, it's very hard to be bullish on anything right now, I would say, personally. But I'm very bullish regardless. You know, I'm a long-term guy. I look at it and I'm like, yeah, dips are going to happen. You know, it's just part of the market. Same as, like, stocks. It's the same as any investment, really. Things go up, yeah. Things go down.
If you're going to buy it, you have to look at it as a 10-year investment.
I 100% agree with that. Unless you do what I do and say, ooh, this shitcoin looks like I could throw $5 in it and see what happens. Which I've done. I'll be honest. I invested in a couple stupid meme coins, and I walked away with a pretty decent amount of uptick. That's not always going to happen. So, you know, it's kind of cool, though. And then, yeah. So I think the biggest things we have coming up is the streams that we're going to be doing for the sandbox. And then, do we have anything else really big on the horizons right now?
I don't think so.
Well, that'll be exciting then. We'll have that coming up in about 2 weeks. We'll see you guys all next week for another episode before the launch. And then hopefully everyone's staying cool today. It's very, very hot where we're at in the Midwest. So hopefully you drink lots of water, stay safe. And do you have any closing words today, Adam?
Stay safe as well.
Well, we'll talk to you guys all later. Have a great day now.